tributes to Vedanta. Several savants and sages have paid glorious tributes to Vedanta. Some of their observations are quoted below. The glory of Vedanta is not dependent upon these observations. Vedanta stands on its own merits. Perhaps these quotations may enthuse those initiates who value authorities. The assurance may help them launch their study with greater interest. The great philosopher, author Schopenhauer, has hurled abuses on other philosophies save his own. But on Vedanta he says, "In the whole world there is no study so beneficial and so elevating as that of the Upanishads, Vedanta. It has been the solace of my life, it will be the solace of my death." Max Müller, the renowned German Orientalist, comments upon this assertion of Schopenhauer. "If the words of such an independent philosopher require any endorsement, with my lifelong study of all the religions in the world and all the systems of philosophy in Europe, I am ready to humbly endorse this experience of Schopenhauer. If philosophy or religion is meant to be preparation for the afterlife, a happy life and happy death, I know of no better preparation for it than Vedanta." Paul Dusen, professor in the University of Kiel, Germany, found the philosophy of Parmenides, Plato and Kant in a nutshell. In Vedanta, and advised the Indians, "Vedanta in its unfalsified form is the strongest support of pure morality, is the greatest consolation on the suffering of life and death. Indians, keep to it." The Indian sage Swami Vivekananda declares, "While every other religion depended on the life of some person who has its founder, Vedanta was based upon eternal principles. It was on this that is based its claim of being the universal religion. All ideals are true, and the different religious systems were but special paths for the attainment of these various ideals, which when intensified were certain to draw out the divinity in man." The greatest apostle of truth, Swami Ramatirtha, pronounces, "Vedanta brings you a religion which is found in the streets, which is written upon the leaves, which is murmured in the brooks, which is whispered in the winds, which is throbbing in your veins and arteries. A religion which concerns your business and bosom. A religion which you have not to practice by going to a particular church, mosque or temple only. A religion which you have to practice and live in your everyday life about your hearth, in your dining room, everywhere. You will have to live that religion." Another great philosopher, Schlegel, says that in comparison with the Indian thought, the highest stretches of European philosophy appear like dwarfed pygmies in the presence of the grand, majestic Titan. In his work on Indian language, literature and philosophy, he remarks, "It cannot be denied that the early Indian possessed a knowledge of the true God. All their writings are replete with sentiments and expressions, noble, clear, and severally grand, as deeply concerned and reverentially expressed as in any human language in which men have spoken of their God. And with regard specifically to the Vedantic philosophy, he says, the divine origin of man is continually circulated to stimulate his efforts to return, to animate him in the struggle and incite him to consider a reunion and re-cooperation with divinity as the one primary object of every action and exertion.